Chapter 4, how will it look? So we're going to be starting to talk about business meetings in non-kosher restaurants and generally speaking Marisayin as it relates to the workplace Be'ez Hashem. So what we'll be doing first is defining Marisayin and Be'ez Hashem in following days we'll start discussing situations which Marisayin is okay. So what exactly is Marisayin? So strictly speaking it means that it's too much actions which are mutter according to halacha, but nevertheless give the impression we're doing something which is asa. So for example, potentially attending a meeting in a treif restaurant. So what I'm doing is I'm doing something completely mutter, right? I'll say I'll take a drink of water, for example. But an onlooker might look at me and he'll think I'm doing things which are problematic. Mishnah and the Gemara say that the issa of chashad, causing suspicion to myself, is learned from the Torah, from the words v'yismnikim, you should appear to be clean, appear to be someone without a virus. Now, the Chazal talk about chashad and talk about maris ayin, and whether these are one and the same or different is discussed in the poskim. But b'kitzur, there is something called maris ayin, something called chashad, which is worrying about what people will think about our actions, and it looks problematic. So there's two reasons why it's a problem. Number one, the Chazal and Shabbos Samach Dalet on Beis Avoid Zorah Beis Madalaf say that that it looks like we're doing something which is awesome. It's a problem if another yid thinks that I'm doing things which are osa. And they say that once it's osa, because of Marisayin, and it's osa afidu b'chadri chadarim, it's osa even behind closed doors. There's another reason, though, and this is brought in Christos Chafalaf and Beis, and that is that the issue isn't that he'll think what I'm doing is asa, and he'll think that another Jew is doing things which are forbidden, but faket, he might think that since I'm doing it, it must be its mutter. Over there, it's talking about the fact that we know that blood from an animal is forbidden to eat. Well, behemoth and ophus is forbidden to eat. However, fish blood is an exception. It can be eaten. But Chazal asked the drinking fish blood that was collected in the keli, because someone looking will assume that it's the blood of an animal, and therefore will think that the blood of an animal is mutter. So that is the second reason why it's asa. So again, two reasons why it's asa: either because another yid will think that I'm doing isurim and I'm not allowed to create such a chilul Hashem. That's reason number one. Reason number two is they may think it's mutter, and therefore they may come and do it themselves. Mitzvah Shem will start now then laying down the groundwork where exactly it is going to be mutter.